I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Police in Britain announced today they've shut down a website called Dark Market and arrested 56 people in connection with it. Authorities say the site allowed criminals around the world to buy and sell things like credit card numbers and logins. The World's technology correspondent Clark Boyd has more.
Authorities today called the Dark Market website a one-stop shop for the online criminal.
The scale of information available is enormous.
Sharon Lemon serves as Deputy Director of E-Crime for Britain's Serious Organised Crime Agency, which took the lead in the UK investigation of Dark Market.
It sells a whole range of products, including credit card data, data which enables you to open a bank account, false documents, credit card making machines, you name it, Dark Market sells it.
But not just anyone could access Dark Market. It was a members-only online forum.
So to work your way into the forum, you would have to be nominated by somebody else, typically another online criminal.
Membership, it would seem, had its benefits. One person arrested today had gotten fraudulent access to nearly $20 million worth of credit. Dark Market had been up and running for 3 years, and for the past two of them, authorities say they'd been busy infiltrating the site. Nobody on either side of the Atlantic was offering details about the sting, but FBI Cyber Division Assistant Director Sean Henry said authorities had learned a lot about how criminals use Dark Market. First, Henry says, think about how a group of bank robbers operates.
You might have somebody who does reconnaissance of the bank, and you've got somebody who knows how to defeat the alarm system, and somebody who might be the safe cracker, and then you've got a getaway driver.
In the same way, Henry says, each criminal who used Dark Market had a particular skill set.
They're able to infiltrate a website through spam email. You've got somebody who crafts that email. You've got somebody who harvests information like credit card numbers and those types of things, bank account numbers and usernames and passwords. And then you've got people who actually take that information and are able to monetize it. Once it's monetized, they might launder the money.
Dark Market, though, might only be the tip of the iceberg. Alan Paller directs the SANS Institute, a leading cybersecurity training organization.
This really points out the global nature of this type of crime. You've got tons of organizations that are active on the internet doing cybercrime. What the FBI does in this case is raise the costs, raise the risk, make people afraid to use it. It's a very effective technique.
Consumers better hope so. Earlier this week, the FBI Cyber Division announced that malicious online activity has become much more prevalent during the past year. The agency said it receives up to 20,000 complaints about it a month. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.